From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Cann. Good morning. Georgia legislators are back in their home districts this morning after returning to the Capitol on Monday for a special session to deal with the coronavirus. GPB's Donna Lowry was there.
The Georgia General Assembly ratified Governor Brian Kemp's public health emergency order, officially giving him broad, unprecedented powers to make decisions regarding the state's response to the coronavirus. He'll have latitude when it comes to everything from ordering evacuations to seizing land, even taking over hospitals. House Majority Leader John Burns.
This is out of an abundance of caution due to current uncertainties that we all know exist.
The emergency declaration ends April 15th unless the General Assembly is unable to return to ratify another one. Then the order gives Governor Kemp the authority to continue. For GPB News, I'm Donna Lowry at the State Capitol.
The Georgia Department of Public Health says 121 cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed as of Monday. Fulton and Cobb have been the hardest hit counties with 27 and 22 cases respectively. The state's only coronavirus-related death was reported earlier this month, a 67-year-old man who died at Wellstar Kennestone Hospital in Marietta. While Metro Atlanta is still the largest hotspot for coronavirus, Southwest Georgia is also emerging as a focal point for the pandemic. As of Monday, Albany had 8 confirmed COVID-19 cases, plus 58 people sick enough to be hospitalized. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Scott Steiner is the CEO of the Phoebe Putney Hospital in Albany. He says their facility has been preparing for coronavirus by setting back extra sterile supplies like respirator masks and gowns since December when the disease first popped up. Now the hospital's burned through 5 months of those supplies in the last 5 days. He's asking people to stay home so he can stretch what he has left, even if it means skipping something as cherished as church.
Many churches have YouTube set up or be able to do it by video. We're not saying don't read your Bible. We're saying find other options for, the next few weeks.
In the meantime, Steiner says as hospital supply chains dry up, he has staff looking for restaurant supplies that might work as substitutes to keep frontline healthcare workers safe. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
For more news and updates, you can always visit our website, gpbnews.org. I'm Taylor Gant, and you're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting.